Sunday, January 19th, 2003. Tell me how you and Dad met.
In 1941, Dad came to room at our house at 447 West 7th Street. There was one room at the head of the stairs with a private bath that Mrs. Brady, who owned the house originally, particularly had designed so that when she visited from Oklahoma, she would have a place to stay, because people didn't have apartments or motels other than a fancy, expensive hotel to stay in.
And why was Dad in Erie?
Dad came to Erie to work at the Erie Resistor, having studied for 3 years to get a doctor's degree in physics from the University of Pittsburgh. Eileen met him, of course, Mother and Eileen met him almost 2 weeks before I did, because I was very busy with parties for my best friend, Marie Cecile Whaling, who was marrying Dr. Swadner of the University of Pittsburgh.
And how old were you then?
I was 24 years old. And Dad was 29. And the first time we went out together, we went out as a foursome. Eileen and Dad, and I asked George Wallace to accompany us on the boat trip that was an annual event for the students studying at the University of Pittsburgh Erie branch for the summer, and included the group that was studying with me in botany at Presque Isle, Great Lakes Lab of the University of Pittsburgh.
You were going to college then?
I had been studying at, going to night school at the branch of the University of Pittsburgh at Trenton State after I graduated in 1939 from Villa Maria College. After that date that night, Dad wouldn't speak to me. I asked him a question and asked if he would take me on interview for a teaching position, and he almost slammed the door in my face. I didn't understand it, but later he told me that every time he met a girl he liked, she was either engaged or married. And for some strange reason, he thought I was already taken and had but that I was going with George Wallace, who had a doctor's degree in entomology, and Dad felt
inadequate
is the right word, because he was competing with someone with a better degree, which meant absolutely nothing to me. Then one night, he had taken Eileen twice to a movie, I think, previous to that. And one night she wasn't home, and he and I walked out A Street to an ice cream store. And coming home, we held hands. And that's the first move that he made. Then, I don't remember the right sequence, but one Saturday, Eileen always worked Saturdays at the Boston store as a clerk. He came home from work around noon and said, I'm going to go over to Chautauqua and get tickets for the Mikado. And coming home, we got there and the place was closed.
How did you get there?
We drove, he had an old car that belonged to his father, a Nash, about a 1936 Nash, that he called Betsy, and he had given it that name long before he met me. We apparently didn't leave till rather late in the day, because when we got there, the ticket place was closed. And coming back, it was getting dark. He pulled over to the side of the road, and I thought that was strange. Now, we had never kissed.
He didn't say he'd run out of gas, did he?
No, he didn't. In fact, I thought he might needed to go to the bathroom. Now, if you want to laugh at that, go ahead and laugh. And he started talking to me in a very serious way about the fact that he was 29 and that he, what his goals were and how his work was going. He finally had a job that paid something because he'd been living on $50 a month as a graduate assistant at the University of Pittsburgh. And the stars started coming out, and he talked about all the different constellations. And pretty soon, I don't know how, what he was saying, but he got real quiet. And he took something out of his pocket and set it in my lap. And I realized it was a ring box, so now my innards start to shake. I got so nervous, I thought, why somebody that I've only really known for 2 weeks would give me a ring? But I figured it was like a, what today might be called a friendship ring. Some little gem stone of some sort. And when I opened it and saw a diamond, I didn't know what to say. But Dad certainly knew what to say. He told me his whole life history, practically, and why he wanted to get married and why he wanted a family. But I told him that I would not be able to give him any answer until we knew each other better and had discussed a lot of things, particularly since I was Catholic and he wasn't.
That was a big deal then, wasn't it?
Yes, very big. And I honestly, looking back, can't remember much of anything I said, but he talked all about the heavens. He was into astronomy. And of course, I loved astronomy, but I had never studied it. And we drove home, and I think right now that's as much as I care to go in.
Okay.